Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a specialist for Amir Mesa Sheyichu, Linishmas, Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, Susfi Chavit Feg Bas Mahadu Spasia, Musfus Chana Gitl Bas, Bas Eliza Naomi, Soshach Israel, Susfus Chana Liba Bas Necha Gitl, Susfin Bas Sheva Bas Necha Gitl, the Mishnah Mesecha Sukkah, and Daphnem Ches talks about the Indian of Nisuch Hamayim Vayayin, the water and wine libation. And then the Gemara tells a very bizarre story. There were these two minim, these two heretics. One's name was Sussan and one's name was Simcha. They were arguing who's better. Sussan said, "I'm better," because it says Sussan v'Simcha yasigu. So Sussan comes before Simcha, both languages of joy. And Simcha said to Sussan, "I'm better," because it says Simcha v'Sussan la'Yehudim. Simcha comes first. So Sussan said back to Simcha, "No, one day they're going to leave you from Shemayim and they're going to make you into a runner, to do messages, to go over water and make send messages. As it says, keep a simcha say tzeh, you're going to go out with simcha." So you see that one day you're not going to be so chashev, and Shemayim, they're going to make you a messenger. And then simcha tzeh back to sus, and one day they're going to fill you up with water, they're going to make you a water filler. Ushafta mayim b'sasan. They're going to draw water with sasan, so you're just going to be a guy who's drawing water. That's this conversation, which obviously requires explanation. Vaitu, the Gemara says that there was a certain min whose name was Sussan, and he said to Rabbi Abbo, "In the future, you're going to fill water up for me." It says, "Ushavta mayim b'sasan." You're going to draw water with Sussan, so you're going to fill water up for me. Amar leis, Rabbi Abbo says, "No. If it would have said l'sasan, you're right. Now that it says b'sasan, what it means is they're going to make you, from your skin, they're going to make this pouch to hold water, and they're going to fill you up with water, with this pouch made from your skin." So what on earth does this Gemara mean? That's our question. That's what we'd like to explore. So, obviously, these are Sodos Gedolim. This is going to be Lefi Arkeinu, Alpi Torah's Maran Agon Rabbi Moshe Zatzal. The Gra in Esther Ches Tazayin, and his parish Aniv Gimel Chafalov says the difference between Sussan and Simcha is like we say in the Tfilis Yotzer, Smechim Etzesim Sussan Bevoim. Simcha is Shayach to the time when it comes out. Simcha is going out. Sussan is when it's coming back to the source. Smechim Etzesim Sussan Bevoim. Simcha is five. Simcha is Osios Chamisha, five. Sussan, Sheish. In the word Sussan, you have six. And what this means is that Hey is a Dalet with a dot in the middle. And what this means is that the world, as Chazal tells us, was created with a hay. And then there's a dot within the hay, that's the root of all reality, from which the four directions, north, south, east, and west, emerge. So it emerges that the Tzura of Olam Hazeh is the Os Dalet, corresponding to the Arba Ruchos HaOlam that spread out Klapei Chutz from the middle Nekuda, which is their Makor. And that's the Tochen HaInyan of Simcha. Simcha is the hargoshes, the feeling of the Shas Maisa of Bitsesim, of going out. That's the Simcha. Again, Simcha's Chamisha, Hey, four Ktsavas Olam, four edges of the earth, four directions, and then the Nekuda Apnimis, from where it all comes out. Simcha Chamisha is that point of coming out, that point of joy when it's Tsesim, because the Tachlis of this world, the purpose of this world, is Gili Mitzias Baruch Kabbi Yachal, is revealing the Mitzias of Hashem Kabbi Yachal, as if it was possible in the world that was separate from its source. Ubimeli Yemeshech Yimei Olam, during the course of history, we are always Osek in Bechinas Bitzesam. And therefore, Simcha is Besod Os Hei. Simcha's Hei, Bitzesam, the joy of coming out. Sasan is six. Sasan corresponds to the spreading out of the Mitzias of Hashem in the six directions: north, south, east, west, up and down. And the idea is that the hashlam of the Tachas Briyas Olam, the fulfilling of the purpose of creation, is that all of the Hekef HaBriya, all of creation, should be connected to God, even what's furthest away, even what's Hachilamata, and even that's going to connect to above, as Rabbeinu speaks about elsewhere. And it's known that the Midah of Yesod is the Midah Hashishis, it's the sixth Midah of the espashtus, of the spreading out of the midos of Hashem. And what this means is, l'fi pshuto, is that's the midah through which all of the mitzias is included in this olam hatachton. For example, we know that Midas HaYisod corresponds to the Midah of the sexual impulse, and when you have a Tipas Zera, this Tipas Zera of the man encompasses the entire human being. So too, when you talk about six is the whole, all of the Metzias, even the Olam Hachi Tachton, is included in this six. So the Hargosha of Sason is when Sason Bevoam, when the Shlichus has been fulfilled, of the Hispashtus Ha'aretz HaYitzia L'cholak Tzavos, of the spreading out of God going out of Hashem's Midos to all of the directions, and then it comes back. When it comes back, that's the Sason, Sesam, Bevoam. When they all come back, all of the six directions, even what's furthest from God, even what's all the way down, even that comes back to God, that's the Sason. And that's like it says in the Pasuk, Sason, Ochi Alim Rasecha, Kemoitze Shalol Rav, that I rejoice on your teachings like finding a great booty at war. So Sason is when you come back from the battlefield after being victorious. And then it goes, you come back home after the Gemar Kiyum Hashlichus, after fulfilling your purpose. And that's really what Sason is all about. Sason is Sason Bivoam. They're happy when they come back because they fulfilled the Shlichus of revealing God's glory, even from in the furthest directions, even from the farthest place away. So Smechem Tseisan, happy when they go out, that Simcha Chamisha, and then Sasim Bevoam, that's the six directions, happy when they come back. Now, corresponding to these two lights of Smechem Tseisan and Sasim Bevoam, there are two types of Kfirah Chas V'Shalom. One is B'Shoresh Advarim, at the root, that's the Simcha, coming out of the root, and one is B'Tachlis, fulfilling the Tachlis, fulfilling the purpose, the Sasan. The Minus, the heresy that corresponds to Simcha, is the Kfirah of Rega Hayetziyev is galus of the moment of the coming out and the revelation of the Metzias Habriya, Mishorish Nekudas Ritzoni Yizbarach, from the root of the will of God. And then from there comes out all of the Metzias in which we live. And that's expressed, Chas V'Shalom, in Kadmus, those who believe that the world has always been here, like the Greek philosophers believed. And V'chol Kayotzim, and science believes that until quite recently. V'chol Kayotzim was Asher Kfira Zo, he neged Nekudas HaReishis, as I think. Not a scientist or anything close to it. Now they know the Big Bang. They say, oh, so there was a beginning. But until then, they thought about Kadmus. So, V'chol k'yotzi b'zeh shekfir hu neged nekudas ha'reishis. She'en el espashtus es galus yesh me'ayin. So, that's the kfir of the beginning, that there was espashtus of something from nothing. And Rabbeinu explains in his Shiurman Pesach, that's the omek kfir of Esav HaRasha. Esav HaRasha made himself a god. That's Christianity and Yashka, and he is Mechuyev HaMetzias, and there's no Shorish Elyon in which he comes from, and Mameli, he is the Metzias that has to be because he's the Reishis, and that's the sort of Reishis Goyim Amalek. Reishis Goyim Amalek, they're the beginning, not that God made the beginning Yesh Me'ayin, but Amalek is the beginning, and that's Kfira of Smechem B'Tseisam, of the Simcha, of the Chamisha, of the coming out. They have fear in coming out, that the world came out from Ratzoni Yisbarach, and they say, no, we're the beginning, Reishis Goyim Amalek. And when it says Al-Chayr B'Chatichya, it's not because they have a Taivas Ritzicha, but because their Kiyum is Mukhrach, and anybody else has to leave the world. They have to exist. So that's Keneged Smechem B'Tzeisen, is a min named Simcha, whose Kofer B'Inyan are Reishis. Yesh Me'ayin, which is the Makor V'Sharish Chiyus HaBriya, and all the Metzias is Meshubed to this. So that's the Gewaldiger Kfira, not Gewaldig, the horrific Kfira of Smechem B'Tseisa. And corresponding to that, you have Sasim B'Voam, which is a min whose Kofer B'Tachlis Habriya, because everything is to bring the world to a revelation of God. That was the Kfira of Tzedek U'Baisus, that they said, oh, if it says in the Mishnah, don't be like Avadim, who are serving their master in order to be Makabel Pras, it must be that there's no Schar V'Einish. So they're Kofer B'Boyam, the Tachlis of Schar V'Einish. That's the second type of kfira. So Simcha is kaifer metzias halyayin on the root of creation, and Sason making himself a god, we're the god, I'm the god, and then Smeichem Sason Bevoam is kaifer in the chashivas of what happens in this world, that they say it doesn't really matter what happens at the end of the day, there's no schar, there's no one, it doesn't bring anywhere, it doesn't really matter what you do. So Esav is the Sheirish of Smechem B'Tzeisam. He's Kaifer in that. Yishmael is Kaifer in the Sasim B'Vayam. Yishmael is Kaifer in Sasan, because Dasa Yishmaelim is Ziyuf HaNevuah. It's the counterfeiting, it's the falsifying of prophecy, and it's the kfir of the chibur between God and man. And in their falsehood, they believe that God connects to the world without, connects to people without any mahalchum of shlemus havod. You don't have to be a shalem to get prophecy. And that's what Chazal say about Avraham Avinu, that he tells them to wash their feet, and Rashi brings that he thought they were Arabs who were bowing down to the dust of their feet, and he didn't want to bring Avodah Zarah into their house. What does it mean, dust to their feet? Why do they bow down to the dust of their feet? Because there's no nafkamina what they do. Wherever they do, that's where God is. It doesn't matter what your Avodah is. If you have an Avodah, you can get prophecy no matter what. It's not a talui in your Avodah. And that's kfir in the tachas of the world, which is that it is talui in your Avodah, and you have to fulfill the purpose of this world and do your avod, and then ultimately get your schar tov because of your avodah. Now this kfir of sasim vom is expressed in what Chazal say, that there were 10 measures of znus, 10 kavim of znus that came down to the world, and 9 were taken by the Arabs, because Yishmael is the psoles, is the bad stuff of Avraham Avinu, that whose midas chesed on niyuf, on forbidden sexual relations, the Torah calls that chesed. The Torah calls incest chesed, and that is that chesed is a shefa, a bounty of life from the true metzius into this world, and those who are pogam b'midas chesed, they are connecting to God with sheker, they are relating chesed and a locus in a place where it isn't. That's Ziyuf B'Nevuah. They are miyachets, they relate to God, a connection to this world without any mahalchim, without any purpose, without any tachlis, that God is just mashbi on people without regard to their deeds. And the tachlis habriya is the ashbav is Hashem's chesed with din, that you have to deserve it, and it's not just everybody gets it. And they say, no, everybody gets it, and that's the idea of chesed. Chesed is the shefa, giving in the bad way, the psalus of chesed is shefa without regard to who it's going to. And that obviously is what arayos is. Yeser Alkan, it's known that their religion, as Rabbeinu speaks about elsewhere, is based on niyuf, because they think that that's what Olam Haba is. What do they promise somebody in Olam Haba? They say, if you blow yourself up and you take a lot of Jews with you, so then you're going to get your shivim zonos up there in Shemayim. Besulos zona. So that's what their Olam Haba is, and that's why they're blowing themselves up. They're waiting for that great reward. So our world isn't really a mitzius. There's no avoda really to do in this world. All you have to do is just get that hana gasa. Just get the ultimate great hana. Olamenu lo chashiv kemitzius ki yosim me'achibur v'yachas shalemu min olkusiyus baruch hein. Can they believe that there is a God, but there's no real avoda? Ultimately, you're just here. There's no tachas of this world to go somewhere to do something. Ultimately, you're just supposed to get your hana gasa. And their greatest conception of hana are these shivim besulas. So their shtus makes them live in a way where their taivas gufnios, their physical desires, are not separate from the true metzius, and mamela they have a possibility to think that their physical hanos are their eternal reward, because kfira by yisod sholem hazu mokom havoda lagiat sasim bevoam, the kfira in the foundation that this world is the place of avoda, to reach the sasim bevoam, to get the schar after doing your avoda in this world, their kfira in that is mezayif, makes false the inyan alokus. They say that there's godliness where there isn't, and therefore they go after the niyuf. They think about niyuf in this world and niyuf in the next world. Somebody once asked Marenu, Rabbeinu Zatzal, what pshat is they are not the biggest noafim. Why does the Gemara say that the Aravim not lutes kavim znus? They're not the biggest noafim. So he says, no, Rabbeinu answered, their whole olam haba is niyuf. Their whole olam haba is niyuf. And happens to be that even though on the surface it looks like they're not noafim, but they're even with all of the tznius, it's known that they are historically have not been careful, both in Gvarim v'Nashim and Gvarim u'Gvarim, Mevin Yavin, and those who learn the Quran and history of the Islam know about this. So that's the Tisha Kavim Znus. So is there Kaifer and the Sasim Bevayim? So we learn from this that Esav and Yishmael are Rashi Kaychas HaTomah Sheba'olam. Esav is Masik himself Ke'aloikus. He doesn't have a B'tseisam. He's Kaifer B'chinas Simcha. And Yishmael, right, because he says that he makes himself God, and that's even worse than Amunas HaKadma, because he says that he's the Rashis. B'tseisam is with him. He is the Mukhrich HaMetzius. Because he's Kaifer in the union of the Makor, of the true Makor, and the true Makor is him, Reishis Gaim HaMalek. So that's the Kfira in B'tseisam. And then Yishmael is Kfira in the Sussing. He's Mevatel and Mehalchim in this world of Schar V'Einish. And it doesn't matter what your Avoid is, ultimately the goal is to get those Shivim Besulais, and it doesn't matter otherwise what your deeds are in this world. And that's obviously a Ziyuf of Elokus, that there's God where there isn't God, and they're bowing down to the dust of their feet, because when you walk, the dust goes up, because wherever they go, that's where God is. It doesn't really matter what their avodah is. So that's Sason and Simcha. So Mir Tashem, in the next year, we're going to see how this relates to Nisuch HaMayim and Nisuch HaYayim. Thank you so much for listening.